Hey, I'm TJ.
And I'm Dan.
And you're listening to Season 2, Episode 9 of Crossing the Thames. This week, Dan mansplains one season wonders.
TJ admires Emery's meth teeth.
And we talk about a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with football. So, Dan, how was your week?
Yeah, it was really over with fast. I'm heading to Arizona next week on business, meeting with my favorite client, and hopefully you're listening to this. I don't know why you would be. You probably would have fired me by now.
Or maybe you're hoping that they're not.
Yeah. But no, they have a big event next week that I'm going to be there for. And so this past week was basically like a whirlwind of
prep,
getting everything done twice over because I'm getting ahead for the next week. Handling clients, getting ahead on projects, because I know next week is, you know, I might get lucky and have a night of work, but it's pretty much a no work week as far as my typical day works. So,
and that's the life of a businessman. Businessman.
I just want
that thing in Parks and Rec. There's that whole scene where Chris Pratt's like, "I'm a businessman, businessman."
No, I didn't see that.
I'm a businessman.
I watched like the first season of Parks and Rec. It was a little too stupid for me.
Oh, damn.
Maybe I need to try it again.
It's one of those rare shows where like the first season is terrible, and every season from there on out is amazing. It's like The Office.
So I basically stopped at the
You missed like the very best part of it. Because like the first, it's on the second season, they cut like half the guys out, and the ones they replace it with, it shoots through the roof.
Does Rashida Jones stay in throughout?
She... I think she starts to tail off towards the end, but she is in it.
She was the only character I liked, but she was just like shy and awkward, and everybody else was like obnoxious in the first season. So.
Well, spoiler alert. They get rid of whatever the main character is.
Can it be a spoiler alert when something's like literally 10 years old?
I still do it. I mean, because you get real, like, you know, butthurt with me when I'm like, "Hey, Dan, did you see that goal? Did you see the game?" And you're like, "I haven't recorded."
Yeah, that's like 2 hours after the game's over, and I'm at my kid's soccer game reading
texts.
Or
it's in the middle of the game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, basically the main change is her boyfriend from the first season, the engineer guy or whatever, he's not back for the second season.
Yeah, he was kind of a deadbeat.
And that's, like, once they get rid of him, it really starts to kind of take off. Like, how would you like that? That's your career. You were the dead weight on an amazing show that got really good after you left.
Yeah, and they cut you after the first season.
That's what's going to happen to me on season 3 of Crossing the Thames.
I don't want to say a whole lot, although...
Crossing the Thames.
The Thames, like King James.
Bonnie old King James.
So coming into this, so yesterday, and I'm sitting by my wife, and I really wanted to tell her. I'm reading my news, you know, Apple News app, and I have it all set up for my stuff. And, you know, it's like 90%, you know, football, and then like 5% marketing. And then they keep shoving world news in there, which I read sometimes, but I don't want it as part of my daily routine. But then I get this article.
It's like your Trump hate section. That's what I have on my
It's always, you know, I'm not going to make a political statement either way, but it's always Trump hate.
It's terrible.
There's not a single Trump love.
Our dear leader.
I'm not going to go either way on the political spectrum.
I am, because, you know, once we turn into a full-fledged dictatorship, I want to be able to still buy stuff.
Wait, but you're from Northern Ireland.
No, I'm an American.
He's going to throw you outside the wall.
No, I have an American passport.
Okay. But anyhow,
I just keep the British one in case it gets really bad, then I'll leave.
Well, the point I'm going to here is I read – it's a news article, right, from some site. It's not really news. It's a blog post, basically. And it's a spoiler on The Walking Dead season that hasn't happened yet. A major spoiler. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's like the show announced it, though. It's like,
did they?
Yeah, I've seen it all over the place.
Okay.
And so, honestly, quite frankly, I could totally care less. I think it might be better if the thing that is rumored happens.
Yeah, well, I don't know either way, but I know...
Girl! The whole time. So, are you caught up on Walking Dead?
I am, yes.
This is now a podcast about The Walking Dead. So, spoiler alert, for those of you who haven't watched it, I'm just going to go ahead and ruin it for you. So, when he's dying in the last season, like, we're sitting there watching, we just got caught up because I got so put out with the show I stopped watching it, and then finally started watching
because you guys used to go to that like special theater and
we were like major fans, and then we just kind of got put out with it. So I just recently started watching it again, got caught up because they're about to release the new season.
Now, of all The Walking Dead, I would think that the saviors would appeal to you the most, specifically
it's not that the material's bad.
what's the guy's name,
Negan.
Negan.
It's the execution that's bad. Like, they really just they dragged some of it out too much, and like really, it just got kind of boring. Honestly, there's so much good they could do with the material and the characters they have, and they just didn't. So I just got annoyed with it. Des was annoyed at what happened with. She got like real
with the Asian kid?
About the Asian kid.
Oh man, I was so sad about it. And that. And they killed him, only to find out he didn't die.
And then they kill him.
Only later. To kill him again. Yeah. It's like, seriously, guys. Stop.
There's only so much yanking around you can do with the audience before they leave. But we were just watching it this past week, getting caught up, and the part where Carl dies, or like he's dying, or whatever, he's been bit by the walker. Like the whole time it's happening, you know, it's a very sensitive moment. We're sitting there and just like they're dragging it out like nobody's business. And the whole time I'm just like, Carl. And Dust is like, will you stop it? You're ruining the Carl.
You know, it is kind of a crazy, like, I mean, it's emotional, right? It's his son.
Well, what makes that funny is, funny to me at least, is that, you know, Andrew Lincoln is an English actor, and so he's trying to do an American accent, and he's also supposed to be from Georgia, and he's not doing a very good Georgia accent. So it's kind of like, that's what makes it funny.
That's Rick?
Rick, yeah, he's English, so he's not a very good Georgia accent. You know what?
I
knew that.
I heard an interview with him, and he had an English accent.
Yeah, he acts like he's doing Shakespeare, and it's like, dude, it's a zombie TV show. Like, calm down.
I don't know. I like him in the show. I couldn't see him doing anything else, though. Like, now he is so Walking Dead to me.
A lot of, like, period pieces. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen him anything else, but I've read it. Like, he does, like, other, like, BBC, like, period pieces.
Like, so. Call of the Midwives or something?
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of, like, thing that, like, like your mom might watch, or your aunt might watch, or your grandma might watch.
So an English soap opera.
And if you lived with your mom in her basement and, you know, fed all of her cats, like, you would watch it with her. Like, yeah. that kind of show.
Yeah. I've been seeing Shane in a lot of stuff. Remember Shane, his buddy from the first season?
Did you see him in Punisher?
He's no. Is he good in that? In
Punisher. Oh, my God.
I just saw
him. Normally, those Netflix Marvel shows, they just drive me crazy. But the Punisher, it's really good.
Was he in? He was in Baby Driver, right? I'm trying to think what I just saw him.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I think he was like, well, there was Jamie Foxx. There was Don Draper, whatever his character is.
Yep.
I think Shane.
He should just change his name to Don Draper.
Yeah, I don't even know what his name is.
Anything you see him in, it's like, oh, Don Draper goes to Beirut.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great long intro.
We should do another podcast on TV shows. Because if you name it, I've seen it. All I do is watch TV.
I watch more TV than I care to admit to, but
I bet you don't watch as much as me, Dan.
Well, let's put it this way. If you drive by my house, you probably know this. If you drive by my house, no matter, like, unless it's like 1 a.m.
You see
the
FIFA.
The TV's always on, and it's always some sort of football game. No,
FIFA's what I see.
I've actually, like, laid off of 19 a bit now. It's starting to get.
I just realized it was dumb like I did, and you're boycotting it. See? Ladies and gentlemen, the boycott has begun.
You put words in my mouth like
Pro Evolution Soccer will come back with a fury.
Yo, I was noticing they were advertising PES on the Liverpool City game today. I'm like, they're making enough money to pay for advertisements. Well,
it's Konami that owns it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like one of the biggest game manufacturers in the world.
But they don't get that way by sinking tons of money into their dying franchise.
No, they just make like $1 billion off of Metal Gear Solid. Mm. We should also do a podcast on games.
You know, I used to be a big gamer. I'm out of that.
I've never really been much of a gamer. I have five games that I play, and I play every generation of them.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid, Grand Theft Auto, FIFA. Oh, so it's only three games, actually. Really?
Well, what was the game you told me? Red Dead Redemption.
Which is basically just Grand Theft Auto on horses and cowboys and Indians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I started off with Rogue Spear. I started in the Tom Clancy games. So I did Rogue Spear, Raven Shield.
Don't know any of those.
Anyhow, they're all Clancy games, and Rogue Spear was like pretty iconic, and it was one of the big back in the day. You would use this program called, well, it was called GameSpy. Before that, it had a different program everybody used. But anyhow, it was this like connection platform where you could play with other gamers through, and then you would have like ladders and you would compete. And I was in high school, right? I had nothing better to do with my life, so I would compete. And anyhow, long story short, I played that a lot.
We have nothing better to do with our lives now.
Yeah. Well, then I got into World of Warcraft, which was a sad time of my life. And then I quit it. And then I started playing it a little bit more, but in a controlled manner. And when you play that game in a controlled manner, you realize the game's stupid. It's only good if you're a hardcore addict. Otherwise, there's too much to do, too much to keep up on, and I quit again. So
I could never get into those games. Yeah. Pretty much if I can't play it by myself, I don't want to play it. Also, we should probably just hit stop and then hit record again and just start all over again, because we were probably, 15 minutes in and we haven't said anything about football.
We're 10. Let's get into the football.
Well, you didn't ask me about my week, Dan. It's not all about you.
You took over.
Did
we had to talk about movies and pretty much Walking the only thing Dead. Happened to me. How did we even get on The Walking Dead? Oh, the spoiler I was telling you about. What happened?
Girl!
What happened on your week, TJ?
Well, I don't. It was busy. I don't really remember much about it. But this weekend, I cleaned out my garage, and guess what? Both of my cars fit in there now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I found both of my cars.
How crazy is that, though? Honestly, so I bought this truck, and bought the truck. And after I bought it, a few weeks went by, and I realized, oh, crap, I don't think it's going to fit in the garage. And sure enough, it has about 1 inch left between the roof and the door. Above.
How did you test for that?
Well, someone had to spot me. Des had to spot me. She had to stand on the stairs inside the garage and see no joke, there's an inch. And as I'm looking through the sunroof, I can see it's so freaky.
It was an inch the other direction?
Well, I would stop.
You may have hit before she would have been able to been like, stop.
No,
stop.
Well, I did measure ahead of time. Okay. And that's what made me kind of nervous, because with the variance, I'm like, I think I literally have 1 inch.
just don't hit a pebble coming in.
Yeah. And then, the other thing is the garage door, the electronic garage door, there's an arm that sticks out that grabs the door. Oh, that is below the truck. So I have to make sure to get far enough over to miss it. And then once I got in, there was an inch between the bumper and the wall. And then there's an inch between the ball hitch and the door.
So it's...
and literally
it's
barely
fits. It's one of those
fits.
Child toys where you have the square thing and you got to put it in the square hole. But you can't wiggle it at all. You got to get it just right.
No, it's like the... Operation game.
Yeah.
Except, every time I park it, it's oh boy.
Except rather than going, bzzz,
because the thing is, I need to get new tires on it. So that was the other thing I had to really figure out, does this thing fit? Because when I go get new tires, I got to make sure I get literally the exact same size or it's going to cause problems.
Well, how much wear on your current tires? Because it might increase your height
I don't think it's an inch. I guess we're going to find out. Scrape. Anyway, that was the exciting thing I had from the weekend. So
can you fit your Miata? You can fit your Miata in there too?
Yeah, so that's funny. So on the other side of the garage, there's stairs. So the Miata fits in there, but Dessa's car doesn't. So her car has to sit out and get covered in tree sap and rain. And my
car. So you make your wife park outside while you park your play and your vehicles in there.
Her car is kind of a piece of S, as you might say.
It's a Prius.
It's awesome, though.
A Prius? Sorry, it kind of sounds similar.
Yeah. Anyway, so should we talk about football?
I've been waiting for it. You wanted to talk about your week, so.
Well, you're the one who had to talk about.
Okay, so Carl. First question here. I put this down because I have to ask it finally. Because
the point you were putting out at the beginning of the season, yes, Dan, you're right.
Well, no. Let's it's a little on. Different than the point I was putting out at the beginning of the season. So at the beginning of the season, I reiterated a pretty common hypothesis that Mo Salah had an amazing season last year, but that this year he was going to be good, but not nearly as good.
Which I thought was quite hypocritical coming from a Tottenham fan, what with your four-season wonder Harry Kane.
You know, it's hard. We've had to struggle with a guy who is bound to stop being good any day now.
Once he remembers that he can't run... that he is really slow, then it probably all starts.
See, I don't think he's that slow. I think it's just his play style.
He's pretty slow.
Just because he talks slow doesn't mean he runs slow.
Oh, I hit the ball.
But so Mo Salah, I wanted to ask you this question because I wanted to hear what you had to say.
He's in my fantasy league and he's killing me.
Well, yeah, there's that too. We talk about that. This is separate from that hypothesis. This is just looking at he hasn't been horrible. He would still probably get a place in any team, but he's also. It's not that he isn't as good as last year. It's that he's dropped even further back in most people's opinion. And, of course, it's only 8 games into the season.
Yeah, I just don't think he's just hasn't really.
But he's only got 3 goals, which.
3-8's not terrible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For, somebody who plays for West Brom, who's on the attacking
band. Someone who plays for Liverpool on the right wing, 3-8 goal games is not bad. I mean, he's a winger, so he's not necessarily meant to go out there.
Yeah, but what about Mane? Mane's got, 5 or 6 now?
See, Mane has always been good, though. He's always been at that level. So
right, and so I'm not disagreeing. I'm just wondering, I feel like Salah...
Do you think that other teams have figured out how to play them?
Well, so I wanted to add to this, and I do want to hear more. I know I keep talking, but I want to add to this. I'm setting the scenario here, right? So I'm on Twitter, which, is the fountain of knowledge online. Anything you read on Twitter has to be accurate.
Yeah.
No matter if it contradicts itself or not. But a lot of people are now making the comment that Sergio Ramos has basically ended the not the career, but ended the charisma or whatever of Salah.
He hurt his feelings.
They were saying that like Salah doesn't play as physical as he used to. He's like afraid to get into challenges.
That's
and
crazy.
That he seems to be lacking confidence in front of goal, which there's no reason why he should.
There's no way.
Okay, so take it away. I want to hear more about what you.
I mean, I think Firmino also has been playing really well. I think he has he's had more goals at the start of the season than last season too. Just because Firmino doesn't typically get like a ton of goals, but it seems like he's been on fire. Him and Mane both have been doing really well. I think you also have to think Salah played a lot of games last year, right?
So did Harry Kane. And Harry Kane was supposedly having a rough start, but
I don't know.
He's
when you factor in
towards
all
the
Champions League games, I kind of wonder. And then didn't Liverpool go further in the cup games than you guys too? Mo Salah played more games than Harry Kane,
but Harry Kane went much further in the World Cup.
Yeah, but much further in the World Cup is like what, two games?
Than Egypt. Egypt didn't make it out of.
So.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Three more games.
Yeah.
I guess my point is...
Well, four, because they had to play the...
well, Harry Kane also, I think, has suffered from playing a lot of games. And actually, you can go further back with Harry Kane. And, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, he's played a lot of games.
Yeah.
It's going to start taking a toll.
Not that... And, you know, as a Tottenham fan, we always are so proud of Harry Kane, right? But I'm not trying... I maybe should pick a different player than Harry Kane to try to compare him to. But Harry Kane is that... You know, like we had joked about in the beginning, he's the one-season wonder, two-season wonder, three-season wonder, four-season. Now he's on his fifth season. You know, and he's the one who has been in a poor run of form this year, according to everybody. And rightfully so. I think he hasn't been playing to his potential, but he's still banging in goals.
Yeah,
so,
I think people hold him to the standard of the world's best striker, and that's why they'll say that. I think Salah is basically just a poor man's Messi, playing in a Liverpool team that just runs a breakneck
speed. Is he, though?
Speed.
He got into the top. He was one of three contestants, yeah. The Price is Right.
Come on now.
He was one of the three finalists for, not the Ballon d'Or, but the FIFA World
Puskas
Player of the
Award.
Year. And then he won. It was the Puskas is the goal of the year, right?
Yeah, the goal of the year.
And he won the goal of the year, which was kind of a joke.
I don't know what they're smoking.
It was a great goal, but it was not goal of the year.
Yeah.
But
I don't even know if it was a great goal, quite frankly. I think Arsenal had about three goals today that were better than maybe four.
Save it.
I'm just saying.
We'll talk about your Arsenal game. Yeah. Anyhow, I just had to throw that out there because I'd been reading enough. And obviously,
I think it's too early to tell. I think it could be. It could be a thing, right? I mean, it's not like it's impossible to have a guy be maybe the best player in the entire world 1 year and then just fall off the map and not be at that level anymore. I don't think it's impossible. I think it's very unlikely that it's Sergio Ramos getting in his head. I think it's very unlikely that it's the shoulder injury that somehow changed him. And from the games I've seen him, he still looks pretty terrifying when he's out there. I think his shooting is a little off, you know, which I think part of that is, you know, just getting sharp, right? Because
his confidence in shooting. So I'm watching the Liverpool City game today, which I only watched the last half, but he had probably three... As far as Salah is concerned, three money-in-the-bag chances.
Yeah, but you know how this works. Once you start getting a couple of bad games in a row like that, like it does affect your confidence.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going, is I feel like...
But it's a numbers game. It's just a matter of time until he works himself out of that.
Okay.
Because I think... I don't know. Is there another example of someone having the kind of season that Mo Salah has had and then having them drop that far back? Because it's not like... We're not talking like Aaron Ramsey scores 16 goals
Wayne
in one
Rooney
season and
did.
Then scores three the next season. No, because
I mean,
Rooney was like the best player in the EPL for like 10 years.
No, right, but then all of a sudden he just dropped. Maybe,
but there's very specific reasons for that.
Yeah.
He lost his pace. He just lost a lot of his dynamism. The
Manchester
United troubles in general, I think, really affected him. Got into his head, and he was kind of the other thing I think about is Rooney peaked really early, right? He basically burst onto the map at 16 and was like the finished article,
yeah.
Right? So theoretically, this could happen to Mbappe, right? It's like when you, and my theory is right. This is what I'm going to hold to, is that you only have so much juice, right? And if you use it all up in the beginning of your career, then you tend to not last as long at the end.
If you're listening to this podcast, we do not recommend juicing up. I just want to throw that out there.
I actually kind of think, you know, just
why
get,
not?
Let's
I know you've
see,
said that
let's
before.
See what happens. Right?
Just let them all juice
let's just
it up.
Let them, like, what can I, you know, there might be some
monster,
pretty incredible goals,
monster
but,
football.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Monster Energy.
which, to my point, is, you know, I could still have another career in front of me because I just haven't tried that hard.
You haven't juiced enough.
I haven't juiced enough. I still have a lot of juice left, right? Because I haven't played enough. Once I get past this caffeine,
hey, at my just size, you wait till next season. At my season, size, man. If you put me in a juicer, I bet I've got a lot of juice, too.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I think you and I could make a run of it. MLS, we're coming for you.
So you touched on the fantasy up to MLS.
Sacker.
Yeah. You touched on the fantasy. We're all kind of closing in a little. You actually did really well. Like when I first – so it updated since I built the notes earlier.
Yeah.
And I had to re-put the numbers because Sons of Pitches and I were less than 10 points apart, and you were like 50 points behind us. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And now Sons of Pitches pulled away from me a little bit, and you're only 13 points behind me.
So the crazy thing is like – and I'm not really doing like anything. My team – like when I set up my team, this weekend is what I was thinking about. Like the outcome of what happened with my team is literally like this is what I was hoping would happen. And the only thing that's not in there that I expected was Sané, right? So, and Salah, I guess. So yeah. I could have had an even better weekend if both of those guys had just played to their normal strengths. But yeah, I mean, Aubameyang got two, Ramsey got one, Wilson played well, Schürrle got a goal, Azpilicueta, they had a clean sheet. So yeah, it was a great game. A great weekend.
So you had 80 points. The average for the week was 50, which is what I had. Or I was close to 50. The highest points this week was 131. So some other person and probably a whole bunch of people in between did a lot better. And you did really well. So, okay. Well,
every dog has his day, right?
That's the extent of what I care to talk about with the fantasy.
Next week anymore. I'll probably have 13 or something.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so question for you. Manchester United, sorry, not City, is totally in shambles right now. Did you watch the game, by the way?
It's the only Newcastle
full
thing?
Game that I watched. I didn't even watch the full Spurs game. Well, we'll get to
that. I watched the extended highlights. So does that give me extended bonus points?
I was sure that United was done, and they managed to make a comeback.
That's what it looked
win.
Like. Because I mean,
it is Newcastle.
For the first 75 minutes, it even looked like Newcastle could have got a third.
They could have had 4 or 5 goals
if
they had better finishers and so forth. But so this got me thinking. So obviously United has talent. So if United fell apart tomorrow, which they won't, but if they fell apart tomorrow and players were dispersed to the wind, and Arsenal and Spurs, you represent Arsenal, I would represent Spurs, were able to grab one player, not based on how amazing, like, you know, Pogba, how he's this big talent or whatever, but based on how they would fit within your system.
I think you need some more parameters there, right? So is it based on the last transfer season? Is it based on the
forthcoming transfer? Based on current. How your team is currently, if you could just absorb one United player.
Well,
because
what I mean by that is, like, if Ramsey does leave, then that might change my decision about who I grab. Or if Welbeck
based on what we
season,
know now, we can't do ifs, ands, or buts.
Like, let's just pretend, I think to make it cleaner, just say Ramsey and Welbeck have re-signed. Then that might change who I'm going to grab.
But they haven't yet. So knowing what you know, that they could very well be gone, or they could re-sign, we don't really know. Who would you grab?
I mean, how do you take anybody but Pogba, really?
Really? See, yeah. I would...
This
kind of
gets
go,
back to a conversation we had last week about my trade idea.
So I'm split. I would look at Matic because I think Dier is not having a good season. Hmm. Yes, he got the goal
today. But
you
have Wanyama already.
And Wanyama has had a lot of injury problems since we picked him up. He's missed a lot of playtime because of
injury. And he has a history of that too, I think.
So I feel like Matic has at least been solid for like 3 or 4 years now in the EPL.
Yeah.
And he's good. So he would be a good pickup. The other, and we were linked highly with Anthony Martial, and I think he would do well. But I actually would like to have Rashford.
Yeah.
And I think he would fit.
Put him with Kane.
With Kane, or even because he'll play out on the left sometimes. Mm-hmm. So he could interchange with Sonny. And I think he's not that young. He used to be the young player a few years ago. Now he's still
See, I
he's
think
still
actually
young,
for you guys, I would have picked Pogba just because Dembele is kind of on his way out. You need a box-to-box.
That's also true.
And, you know, for me, I don't know that Matic really improves
on Dier. I don't rate Pogba as much as a lot of people do. I know he's
you
good.
Don't?
I'm not saying he's a bad player.
I think he's amazing. I don't even think he's hit his potential yet.
Well, definitely
he's
with
still
United,
only like,
he's
what,
not.
24 or something? He's still insanely young.
With United, I agree, definitely. But I
think even with United, I watch him play. I'm like, what are people complaining about? See, name somebody else who's doing this. I mean, he's good. He's a good player.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't dislike him, and he may fit really well. I'm not. Plus, he's got
really cool haircuts.
And he doesn't have his own emoji. Wasn't that he first joined United, I think he had his own emoji.
It wouldn't surprise me if he did.
Anyhow. So that would be my pick. So you were saying Pogba?
Yeah, I'm thinking Pogba. I think you put him with Torreira and Xhaka in the middle. That's a pretty impressive, you know, midfield. You know, I guess the other thing, and we'll probably talk about this when we get to the games, is, you know, today when we played Fulham, it basically was set up as 4-4-2, which I think a lot of Arsenal fans have been kind of crying out for, to see Lacazette and Aubameyang together, which Aubameyang didn't even start, but anyway.
Who started up with Lacazette? Welbeck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he looked, which Welbeck in some ways is just like a bigger, stronger version of Aubameyang, yeah, but he can't shoot or dribble. But yeah, it's interesting because like they look really solid and really stable. So if it was 4-4-2, would I go with Pogba? And then you kind of like, well, Pogba over Xhaka maybe. Yeah, I'd probably still go with Pogba. The only other thing I thought about was Eric Bailly, because I do like him, but I am afraid that Mourinho has like really broken him.
He looked well, and he pulled him out at like, I mean,
like 20 minutes.
He hugged him. He pulled him out after 20.
That is insane.
I'm watching this, and it's like, he's going to make a change. And I'm like, and then they said, I think it's Bailly. And I'm looking, I'm like,
what? I read it was Mata that they brought him for. It wasn't even another defender, too.
They pushed
the Scottish kid, whatever, McTominay.
McTominay back.
Who he seems like he's pretty solid.
He didn't look so solid in the back. I mean,
I guess my perspective is, are any of these guys worse than Mustafi? I mean, come on.
Mustafi can have a good game here and there. He had one good one last year against us.
And you're right. Every once in a while he has a good game. And sometimes even man of the match. But you just kind of – there's so many
– Kyle Walker, so Peters won man of the match.
Like, I kind of wonder, is Bailly a slightly better version of Mustafi? The difference is, if Mustafi played for Mourinho, he'd probably have retired by now because he would have just got crushed by Mourinho.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't know that I would take Pogba, because you know that somewhere in the Spurs youth system, there's a Moussa Dembele Peters waiting to come out. I just had to throw that in there.
And it would be a Moussa.
Some guy's last name's Peters. And
there's not enough Moussa Dembele's out there. There'd be another one. A Moussa Dembele Walker Peters. Winks. It'd have to be. Anyway.
Okay. That was a less exciting question than I thought it'd be. I thought you would get into some, like, I don't know.
Luke Shaw. Let me tell you why. No.
Hey, Luke Shaw, he looks like...
I did actually think of Luke Shaw.
He didn't have a great game.
He's not getting over getting in over the great Nacho Monreal. Anyway.
Is that like a Nacho Supreme? So the other thing...
he is our Nacho Supreme. So yeah, the next point I put in here is a potential replacement for Ramsey that was linked with Arsenal this week. And really, it's my question to you, because I have no idea about this kid, because he doesn't play football. He plays soccer for Atlanta United. Miguel Almiron.
So a few things to think about here. Atlanta United is coached by Tata Martino. So they actually have a pretty world-class coach. Yeah.
Wait. Is that the guy that coached Barca?
And did he coach Spain? He coached a couple Argentina, of big national – Argentina.
Yeah.
He coached Barca.
He coaches Atlanta United?
He does. Wow. And so Atlanta United's in their second year. They were an expansion team last year, which for you English people, expansion teams means they're new to the league. Because, you know, all your teams are like, you know, hundreds of years old, and we're like inventing them. But so they have three big players that they bought. I mean, they have a few players that are really good, but three big ones. They bought Joseph Martinez, who's Venezuelan. And this year he broke the single season scoring record in MLS, and he obliterated. I don't even know where he's at now, but I even mentioned it on a podcast like six podcasts
ago. He's better than Bradley Wright Phillips?
That's debatable. Bradley Wright Phillips has sustained a really good scoring.
You like that MLS knowledge I just dropped? Yeah.
Well, sure.
He's not better than Zlatan, though.
No. Well, I mean, better is so relative. To the league, Bradley Wright Phillips has been here longer. And
I'm pretty sure they're going to change the name of MLS to ZLS.
ZLS.
Zlatan League Soccer.
So let's get back to this.
Everyone has to wear their hair.
So Joseph Martinez is pretty awesome. Atlanta right now, they're competing for the Supporter Shield, which is the equivalent of winning – well, the equivalent is this funny phrase. But is similar.
The NBA championship.
It's the MLS equivalent of winning the EPL title.
The right? Stanley Cup.
This is non-MLS Cup, you know, not the playoffs. This is just the regular season winner, which should be the winner, in my opinion. Atlanta is battling with New York Red Bulls. So Sean
Bradley Wright Phillips.
Bradley Wright Phillips' club. So they got them. They picked up a guy named Ezekiel Barco, which has been kind of a bust, but he's still he's super young. I think he's like 17 or 18, and he's a really promising talent.
But what about Almiron?
So the third guy, I'm getting to him. These were the three big names when they fired up the club last year.
I already forgot the first two.
So Joseph Martinez would have been amazing last year, but he got injured for half the year. So he just kind of – and so this year is his standout year. So, yeah, Miguel Almiron is – he looks really good. So here's what I'll say. I don't see him as a direct replacement for Ramsey yet. He's super talented. He's young. What is he? 19, 20? He's pretty young still. And he's only going to get better. He has a much higher ceiling than he currently is operating at. So I could see him replacing Ramsey in the future. I don't think Arsenal picks him up, you know, the next transfer window and immediately slots him in. Could I be wrong? Yeah, but I don't think so. He's super talented. You guys would not go wrong for getting him. You might want to send him out on a couple loan spells and then.
Is he a box to box guy?
Yeah, I think I don't know what he actually plays, but he's usually in the attacking band. So I think he plays more as a cam than as a center mid, but I think he is technically
It kind of seems like Emery sees Ramsey as a cam than as a box-to-box. Like, I don't think I've seen Ramsey play box-to-box a single game
this season. I think they have a similar playing style. I really do. I think that would be just, you know, to like a non-educated observer, you know, who knows enough that MLS isn't quite to the same level, but they look and see this kid ripping up, you know, MLS basically.
Yeah.
And say, look, he's got a much higher ceiling. If he goes to a bigger league, he can only get that much better. So, yeah. Cool. So there's your MLS knowledge for the day. But yeah, Almiron, I wouldn't mind seeing him come to Spurs. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to quite a few clubs. I think he could, I don't think he would slot right into the bigger clubs. But yeah. I think within a couple of years, he could easily slot in. And he's young enough that the time is worth it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Or maybe you didn't. But.
Or maybe you're not listening, but that's okay.
Yeah, we probably lost everybody when we started talking about Ronaldo as a rapist.
But. What about The Walking Dead? You know, they tune that in might... crossing the Thames.
Like, wait a second. What is this thing about?
The greatest Walking Dead podcast there
that's
is.
That's right.
So going over a Spurs-related question or comment. So... I'm going to go out of order here. The Spurs under 18s just spanked Norwich. And I didn't even know this, right?
The Norwich under 18s or Norwich?
Yes, the under 18s. Okay. But here's the thing. The Spurs under 18s are top of the table. They're like kicking butt this year, apparently. I didn't even know this. I was looking for some Twitter stuff for the podcast, and I came across you know, the teams oftentimes when there's a goal scored, they'll post like an image that says goal. And then, so I'm like scrolling down and I say goal, goal, goal. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Spurs only scored one against Cardiff and we got spanked by Barca. What's going on? And sure enough, it was the under 18s. And I thought that was pretty cool. Our potential future is ripping up the under 18s. So that was nice to see.
I think
7-0.
The fact that you have that in your notes tells the whole story about your week as a Spurs fan.
Potentially. I mean, we've got more to talk about.
You beat Cardiff. You know. Pretty dire 1-0. I mean,
we could get into this now. We have it for a little later. But I thought the Barca thing wasn't as bad as the scoreline suggests.
I think the reality is you came up against the world's greatest player. I mean, what are you going to do?
And we didn't have Eriksen, Ali, Dembele. Here, I got them all listed here. Vertonghen. Lloris decided, hey, I'm going to give them the first goal.
I take a little bit of glee in it, actually, because I watched the highlights against Barca, and then I actually watched part of the Cardiff game. And you guys look terrible without Eriksen and Ali out there. Like,
we do.
Terrible. Like, you almost, like, it's like West Brom with Harry Kane. Like, you guys do not look good.
I feel we could replace most of our players. I think Eriksen, we're more dependent on Eriksen than we even are on Harry Kane at this point.
I think you're probably onto something there.
I think Eriksen is our team.
Because you're looking to Harry Winks and it's like, you know, it's not happening. He's just basically Roger Mason or whatever.
The other thing is as is evident with starting or not starting, well, we did today or yesterday, we started against Cardiff, we started Sissoko. But the fact that Sissoko is getting back in the team, I think is evidence that so it's funny. As a Spurs fan, I flip flop. You know, when we're doing well, it's like, who needs to sign players anyways,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like we're starting Sissoko? What?
Well, the reason I kind of – what made me think about
we should have bought somebody. What's the problem?
What made me think about was today's Arsenal game, right? So Ozil was out sick or back spasms or something, and then Ramsey didn't start. So theoretically, like your two best midfielders and your two best midfielders, and we almost look better without our two best midfielders, which I think speaks more to how Arsenal's in transition trying to figure out like what's the best system.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting to me. I thought I'd just like gloat a little bit more.
No, it's okay.
We look better without our best midfielders, and you guys just
I'll say terrible. So and we both had our version of this in our notes. Yours is more to gloat.
Spurs eat doo doo.
Well, the Spurs are right now currently have had their best start to an EPL season ever. And yet it feels like we're not that good.
And yet Arsenal is still ahead of them in a transition year.
Well, ahead on goal differential.
Man, it feels like
ahead on
2004 or 1998 or just about any other year except for the last
So there's two ways you can look at that. In a transition year, as you like to call it, or we finally got rid of Arsene Wenger and
what
now
else
we're
could
actually
it be but a transition year? Wenger's been here for 20-something years.
No, no. I'm saying you could choose to hold on to the transition part, or you could choose to look at the part that Wenger's finally gone and now you're starting to perform. Again.
Don't get me wrong. I think Emery has made some good changes that Wenger probably never would have made. But I'll tell you what. And this is probably a different conversation, but it still pains me that Wenger's not there. Like, when I watch the games, I'm like, who am I even watching?
Does it seem like Emery's clothes don't fit him very well? I feel like where his shirt's tucked in at the waist, he has it out a little bit. He kind of looks like he maybe woke up on the street the night before.
It's probably like what it looks like when you and I tuck our shirts in.
Well,
it's
that
like,
could be.
Please just untuck
but
your shirt.
But he's like a he has this like look of maybe a good-looking guy, but then he looks kind of slobby in how he dresses.
He does until he smiles, and you see his teeth, and you're like, yikes, meth teeth.
So he did wake up.
And actually, the other thing, too, is, like, when you see him on TV, like, a lot of times, like, the camera angles, like, from a distance, you're like, oh, you know, kind of the snazzy Spanish-looking guy. And then you get see him in, like, a press conference, and, like, I think his eyes are a little cross, like, a little strabismus-y, like... Like, I have the lazy eye. But it looks like he's kind of like he got hit in the face with a shovel. And, like, one side is kind of, like, turned a little, and the other side's normal. And then his teeth. And then his hair is actually kind of nasty looking when you see it up close. See him from a distance, he looks like a fancy banker.
So he's, like, the opposite of Poch, right? Poch, he's looking all trim and fit lately.
Speaking of Poch, Hugo we should have had this in the United
Hugo
section.
Hugo Boss is sponsoring the Spurs now, and they're all wearing these, like, slick suits. And
I mean... You know, the thing is, if you'd seen Poch as a player, he looks like he should be on some sort of, like, hippie commune or something. He had, like, really long hair. Anyway, yeah, did you see the news about Poch being linked to United? Like, he's the new flavor of the week to replace Mourinho.
He's being linked to... Okay, so this is the thing. Everybody talks about... Well, everybody.
He probably went to Daniel Levy and was like, bring me Martial, or if you don't, I'll go get him myself.
Yeah, that might be... That would be scary. So I'll just, instead of saying everybody, because there are quite a few people saying this, but I'm going to pick on one person specifically, Craig Burley, right? He's on the ESPN FC show.
A burly, big Scottish midfielder.
Well, I like him specifically because he's kind of a jerk, and it makes it fun to watch.
Is that why you like doing podcasts with me, Dan? Am I your Craig
That's probably
Burley?
Why I like you in general, is you're just kind of a jerk. But, so he's like, well, Poch hasn't won anything. The Spurs fans got to shut up.
Well, he ain't lying.
Well, he's not lying, but... If it was all up to winning something, Poch wouldn't have been target number one for Madrid and now target number one for United.
Well, there's has something... the Spanish coach won anything? He was targeted by Real Madrid. I don't know that winning trophies is necessarily.
I'm just saying the big clubs try to get the best talent.
Sure.
And so if Poch is, you know, target number one for these big clubs, I think it's saying something a little bit more than the trophies. I mean, I think most Spurs fans will admit that as much as we love our team and as much as we'll always say we couldn't replace any of their players with players from other teams, the reality is I think the Spurs team is continuing to punch above its weight with a lot of managers. I think Poch has built it up to this point. I mean, this same team 4 years ago, we would have laughed at the idea that they would be competing at the top of the table. maybe for a European slot, but not definitely not for a Champions League spot.
I mean, you know.
Now this year, we expect it as Spurs fans. We expect they're going to be
Dele Alli came out of nowhere. Kane was kind of a known quantity, I think, by the time Poch came along. But he's developed.
He was only 1 year, right? It was his 1 year under Sherwood.
One-year wonder is all you need with Harry Kane, I guess. Eriksen definitely developed under Poch. Dyer was a no-name when Poch came in. Alderweireld
was known. So maybe punching above their weight isn't the right word. They're a much better team than they were, than the same. They were developed a lot better, I guess. I still think there's an element of punching above their weight, but still, they were definitely developed.
See, I think with United, too, it doesn't matter who goes in there. I think they probably have to clean house. I think there's probably too much. It's like sometimes you have so many bad memories in a house, you just have to move. Whereas other times it's like, well, we'll just paint the walls and it feels better. I think it's kind of the same thing with United. Like, there's so many bad memories there. I think half that team leaves regardless of who comes in.
So do you see United going the way of say Leeds? You know, the former powerhouse.
No, falling dude, down no the... way. No.
Who do you think the next big team will be to do that?
To fall away like that?
Because, I mean, Leeds was such
Spurs?
A
powerhouse. With their toilet bowl stadium. Honestly, Spurs. That's the one I think of.
Championship?
Spurs.
Why Spurs? Why not Arsenal?
Well, you boys both have white jerseys. And because I hate Spurs.
Okay. Well, that's... There's the education right
and
there.
And I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. But yeah, there's no way.
Professor TJ's here to drop some knowledge on
it. It's not going
to
be United. I mean, half of the players that do really well for the mid-table teams all came out of United's academy.
Speaking of, you mentioned the stadium. Did you see that picture? I retweeted it.
Yeah, they apparently put the grass in.
They got the sod.
Do they have the electrical figured out yet?
It looks really good. I'm excited for it to be.
So speaking of the toilet bowl, I texted you this thing. It's not in our notes either. But I texted you the North London Derby at the toilet bowl.
In March.
Is in March.
Yeah.
And Icelandic Air was like $4.89 a ticket. Although I'm not sure that they have the comfiest seats. I'd rather pay a little more and go Virgin. They're like $6.11. $611.
I've heard you say that before.
I'd rather just stay Virgin, honestly.
You pay more and get a Virgin.
That's right. And
sorry, that was just too peculiar how those words lined
especially
up.
After your mansplaining section. anyway, are we going to do it or what? Or maybe we should put it out there to our fans. Email us at
podcast@crossingthethames.com.
Because we still haven't got an email yet. Brandon, really, come on. Get your act together.
None of you have emailed us since we announced
Brandon
it just
didn't
yesterday.
Talk to me about the last podcast. I have a feeling he doesn't listen anymore.
He probably talked to somebody who said we made fun of him on the
apparently
last
he had to go to a men's retreat this weekend. Mm. Yeah, that's what he told me.
So I would love to do that. I've actually never been in England. I remember flying over Manchester and looking down going, hey, Manchester, which I don't care about. This just when you
like,
live in the
look
States,
at all those factories. It looks really poor.
I was too high up to really pick that out, but living in the States and watching football, you like develop this like affinity for towns that you've never been to and you don't even know what they look like. So we ended up landing.
Wow, this is
Paris.
What Stoke-on-Trent looks like.
Anyhow, I would love to go. The only real problem is we're looking at a minimum of probably $1,000 to
we should start a what do they call that?
Oh,
a Patreon or.
Patreon. Well, there is Patreon.
Patreon.
GoFundMe is the more the beggar version. Patreon is we provide good content. Give us
well,
money.
We come up with a really pitiful.
First.
Pitiful store. Pitiful
you like talking
video.
About these controversial sexual
I
conversations.
I guess so. I'm just trying to get clicks. Clickbait. A really pitiful video. We probably end up with like $60,000 in GoFundMe.
We really want
to go. We're going to go to the North London Derby for the next 30 years.
And now to convince you to fund us to go to England, here's TJ acting like Harry Kane. We will go England.
Yeah, we'll do like a Sarah McLachlan dogs and cats commercial.
We will remember
you. These two pudgy men would like to go to London to the toilet bowl to watch Arsenal and Spurs.
The chip will be $1,000 a piece, but we're collecting $2,000 because they eat a lot.
Maybe Clorox will sponsor us. Well, so here's my thought, right? Yeah. So I was actually in the UK this past spring, as those of you who are avid listeners would know. And what my wife and I did was we had a layover overnight in Heathrow, and they have these really cool, like, little tiny hotel rooms you can rent. And they're actually, I want to say it was only like $150 maybe for the night. So my thought was, You fly out on a Friday. You get there, fly to SeaTac Friday night. You get to London Saturday morning. You take the train to the game. Then you go and eat lots of pies and drink terrible English beer and realize why we don't drink English beer. Then get back on the train, go back to the airport, sleep in one of these tiny little capsule things. Maybe we'll get separate. Well, actually, the one that Des and I got, it was like bunk beds. So we could do that. The difference was that the bathroom, the only thing
separated. The question is, who's on top?
That's a good question. You know, the industry.
Those were cool looking. I'd never heard of those.
They have like these mood lights. Like you have like these pink. The whole room looks pink. It's pretty cool.
Wait, two guys in a room with pink mood lighting. That's
right. I'll have to wear. Sounds like a good time. I'll have to wear my black Arsenal jersey with the pink lettering.
So driving here, it occurred to me, I had one big question. So it's going to be at Wembley. Or not Wembley, sorry, the new...
Toilet bowl.
Yeah, Wembley's home stadium apparently now. At Tottenham, whatever they call it, the new White Hart Lane.
The toilet
bowl. We can't sit by each other.
Yeah, I thought of that too.
Are you going to have to sit with the away supporters?
Hey, over there! Well, like, there's got to be like a general... Like, we can just sit in the family section or something. That's the other thing is, you can't just buy tickets just anywhere. So we got to figure that out too.
Yeah.
Because on StubHub, it was like $300 a piece. I'm thinking, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's probably somebody who knows that.
I'm thinking like in the $100
range. These stupid Americans are going to come over and they'll pay me $300 for my ticket.
I'm just saying.
Then again, based on the pricing,
Minette could pack us a lunch, right?
Minette's going to pack us a lunch?
Yeah, it's only one weekend. Like you're basically back in Seattle by Sunday night.
I'm going to really hate flying, though, by the time this is over. It's going to be, what? It's
8 hours.
It's like 8 hours, yeah. So it'll be 16 hours of flying.
It's like eight episodes of The Walking Dead, Dan.
Girl! The Walking Dead is not a 2 hour long episode.
I said eight episodes.
Yeah.
It's eight.
It's 16 hours of flying.
Oh, on the way back?
Eight and eight.
And you watch Breaking Bad on the way back. I don't know.
So it's basically TV shows and that's it.
You could read a book and educate yourself.
We could just podcast the whole flight. We could have the world's first 8 hour podcast. Sit there and talk to the waitress.
This is why we don't have listeners, because we threaten them with things like that.
Speaking of, we're heading towards the world's first 8 hour. We're at 55 minutes and we haven't gotten to anything.
Well, you don't want to talk about the games because you guys had a terrible week.
I'm okay with it. So the Barca game, I thought we looked okay. We didn't look great. I thought we were missing, obviously, the players we were missing.
The thing is,
I think Eriksen and Ali would have totally changed a lot.
You're inches away from 6-2. I mean, Messi should have had four goals.
True, but he didn't. And we had the opportunity for a couple other goals. Lucas had an amazing shot that he couldn't pull off for whatever
reason. Messi was so brilliant in that game that I don't remember anything but Messi. It was just like Messi, 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 Messi.
It was crazy. He was rested for this game. He didn't play in the last Liga game.
Yeah.
So they took this.
La Liga's a mess this year. Have you seen it? Like, nobody's winning anything. Mm. They've all dropped points at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I think, was it Sevilla's at the top or something? It's something weird like that.
So, yeah, my notes, I have frickin' Messi.
It's an interesting spelling for frickin', too.
It wasn't friggin', it was frickin'. I don't know.
Shouldn't it be a
Spurs look nervous in the beginning?
It's the Danish spelling of frickin' Messi. in honor of Christian Eriksen. Eriksen,
yeah. And then, so... The big error in the beginning, I think this sets the tone, right? Goals change games is the big saying, and it's true, because if Lloris hadn't decided to be like Superman, go flying out into the middle of nowhere, when he had not a chance in hell of getting the ball, and then, of course, Jordi Alba just crossed it in, and
yeah.
Who was it that was there? Was it Suarez?
I don't remember.
I forget who scored. Doesn't even matter. I was crying. Like, if that hadn't happened...
There's that Rakitic goal. That's the one that's just,
so the
like
Rakitic
insane.
Goal, like, you can't say anything about it, right? It was just
like,
an amazing...
No, there's nobody stopping that. Nothing. There is no keeper in the world stopping
The only
that.
Way it's getting stopped is if the keeper happened to be standing on the
Peter
the post,
Cech
like
could not
idiot.
Have stopped that goal. He might have had a chance,
well,
but
course,
I think... Well,
of course,
because
couldn't stop it, so of course Cech couldn't.
Well, Cech is the greatest goalkeeper the EPL has ever seen, so...
According to you, yeah.
I think if he took a poll, I think he beats Peter Schmeichel.
I'm still on the Schmeichel side.
You're just saying that because you hate Chelsea and
I like
Arsenal.
Kasper Schmeichel a lot, too, although he's not quite his dad. He's still really good. Anyhow, So then I put this little note, Lloris versus Gazzaniga. Now, I don't sit here and say that Gazzaniga is as good of goalkeeper as Lloris.
Lloris just looks like a drunk version of Gazzaniga.
Kind of a jerk.
Hey, okay. I'm not the one that went out there and got stone drunk and threw up all over my Porsche. And then got pulled over by police.
You're not the one that has a
Porsche. I mean, how do you get pulled over driving a Porsche? Come on.
You drive it drunk.
I guess so. You can't keep it straight in a straight line. No,
yeah. So here's my thought process. So
not that I'm advocating running for the police.
Potch brought in Gazzaniga. And for you know, for future, I think Worm is officially keeper number three. I could be wrong, but I think most fans agree that
isn't
Worm,
he injured though? That's why
I guess. Well, he playing. Is, but I think he is officially now.
I think you'd be surprised how loyal these guys can be to their goalkeepers.
No, that's true, but I think Gazzaniga might be the future for us. Could be. Like obviously how he's green. He's young. He's 20. I don't know. Keepers last a lot longer though. I mean, there's keepers that are in.
I don't know, dude. It's a little premature to say he could replace Lloris. Good grief.
Well, Lloris is.
Lloris is like probably top three goalkeepers in the league. The best league in the whole
world.
He
used to be like top three goalkeepers in the world, potentially.
No.
He was in the
conversation. He's never been better than De Gea, Oblak, Neuer.
He has been better than De Gea. De Gea was a. When United bought him, he was a good keeper, but wasn't considered one of the best.
Yeah, but was Lloris even playing for Spurs back then?
Yes.
They've had De Gea a long time.
We've had Lloris a long time. Lloris was. I remember. Lloris was there when Bale left. Lloris, the big debate was
I don't
always,
think Lloris has ever been in the top
three
best goalkeepers in the world. I can give you maybe top three in the league, but not in the world. There's no way. Because Buffon has been up there. Neuer has been up there. I know there's someone I'm forgetting. There's someone else.
I still
Casillas,
remember.
Maybe.
I remember having a conversation with you back in the day. And the idea that, I mean, obviously.
Big Joe Hart?
I mean, obviously, on. This is all a matter of opinion, right? So you can't prove anything. But. You and I
well,
both agreed that
he we could
was,
do that, but we're too lazy to
he
Google.
He was in that tier of top goalkeepers in the world. Like the tier.
I'd give you maybe top five. Maybe. I think that even that's a stretch.
Well, I don't think he's there now. I mean, I think we're looking at a bunch of younger goalkeepers that are coming up. And
what about,
I still think he's great. I don't. I'm
Adanovic
not dissing him.
Or Victor Valdez.
Adanovic. You mean Handanovic?
Yeah, whatever you call him. Areola.
I could be saying it wrong too, but I've never heard of Adanovic.
Well, you're the one who plays FIFA.
Areola.
So yeah, you probably did get the pronunciation. Although, have you noticed that they don't pronounce Lacazette's name right?
Why do you say I play FIFA all the time? I haven't played FIFA in a while. That's not true. I played
sure,
it yesterday.
Dan.
But I haven't played it as much as I had when it first came out.
Well, I'm just mad that you beat me at FIFA 19 and I'm not going to play it anymore.
You'll get it. You always do. You hold out for like 2 months and you're like, hey, Dan, I got FIFA 19.
What happens is I get bored on the weekend and I'm like, I'm going to go play FIFA.
Anyhow, so yeah, Barca game happened. You guys beat Carabag.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Okay, me neither.
Although I did notice, I saw the highlights. We were wearing the red shorts. It was like, you know what it looked like? It looked like one of those things that women wear. The it's like shorts, but it's also a top, like the whole thing.
You mean like the Spurs kit? Where it like
No. It's like the shorts are red and the shirt is red. You know those things that women wear? It's like a dress, but it's like shorts at the bottom. It's like, I kind of like, how do you go to the bathroom?
Like a jumper of some sort?
Romper. That's what it's romper? Called. I think it's a romper. Let me Google
okay.
it.
Okay. So, yeah, that game happened.
Yep. That's what it is. That's what we look like. It will be look like he was wearing a romper.
Nice.
See? Why do they do that, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't know why we wear the red shorts.
I don't know.
I feel like if we... So here's the thing.
Spurs wear white
this
shorts
is how we're
going
to get people
Champions
to fund
League.
Us to go to the Toilet Bowl North London Derby. We are going to go... In full kit.
Full kit wankers?
Like the shirt, the yeah. shorts, the socks, cleats. We got to walk through London.
We have to get shin guards.
Shin guards. Like, we got to have the whole thing. The whole thing.
The and fat Americans.
You could get a wig and look like Harry Kane, and I could be Aubameyang. Or Lacazette.
I want to make a comment about how you could look more like Aubameyang, but I feel like it would be racist. And we just did that
yeah,
on
the
last
shoe polish
podcast.
Thing probably wouldn't go over well. I'd probably get arrested. I could do Ozil. I could get some sort of funny lenses to make me like
you
real
just
buggy
gotta, eyed. You just got to pull your eyes open more. You already got kind of potentially bulging eyes. You need to shave.
You heard it first here, people. If you want to see us, and we'll record it, obviously, in full Arsenal and Spurs.
And I guess if people fund a $1,000 trip, I could buy a $150 full kit, right? Or $200 full kit.
Well, you just have to wrap it into the cost of the trip.
I'll make them fund that too.
That's right. Okay. We can get like new gear out of this.
This could be really cool.
There's a sucker porn every minute, Dan. People pay things for like dumber stuff than this.
All right, let's keep going. We're well over the hour mark here.
My question on the Spurs game against Cardiff.
Oh
So that red card that Cardiff got, was that a red card? I don't know.
Did you see that?
It was intentional.
He looks at the ball and then he looks over. Was it LaMelo?
It was Mora.
Yeah. He looks over. Yeah, it was Mora. He looks over at Mora and then just goes right at his legs. The ball's like way down. It was.
You know what it is? Dogzo almost.
No, it wasn't dogzo because there was another center.
It was like basically stop. It was a cynical foul, but it didn't look to me. A straight red is like violent behavior. Or it's like trying to injure the player. Like, there's nothing violent or injuring about that.
When you see the ball, and your tackle doesn't even go in the remote direction of the ball. But how is that tackle any different than
like just grabbing him or like a ridiculous shoulder charge?
Because you're not sliding in with your feet to take his legs out from
under
him.
But he didn't take his legs out from his feet.
Yeah, he did.
No, it was like, when you watch the replay at the different angle, he does come across... But his feet never come. His feet don't come close to hitting him. It's like his thigh hits the other guy's thigh, and he just kind of like.
If he had shoved him, I would have been good with a yellow card. But I think the second he leaves the ground and goes at him to knock him out, I mean, it was.
Well, it didn't really help you guys because you didn't look much better afterwards.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, I want to say their defense looked really good, but I said the same thing about Huddersfield last week. And at some point, the lower tier team's defenses can't keep looking that good.
Yeah, wait until you play us against in the toilet bowl. It's gonna be. There's gonna be tears everywhere, Dan. Tears. You're going to be like, I'm going to get my own little hotel room at Heathrow Airport. I'm not staying with you.
I could actually see that happening.
That was actually the thing I forgot to mention to you. So the bathrooms in these hotels, the only thing that separates the bathroom from the bedroom is like this glass partition. So you can like totally watch each other poop. There is a curtain.
If you go poop,
but I'm
going to
make
leaving.
Sure the curtain's open and if just stare poop, at you the whole
I'm
time
leaving,
I'm pooping.
But I will have so much fun pooping with you. I just got to say. I'm going to like, be making loud noises and looking at you.
We could have like a, is that a thing on the Partheon thing or whatever it's called? Like an over Patreon? 18 section?
I don't know.
Of like embarrassing pranks?
I don't know. I don't think anybody wants to have an over 18 version of me. All right. Arsenal, you guys whooped on Fulham.
Yeah, yay. It was awesome. There's basically two goals of the month candidates in there. In fact, the Ramsey one could be goal of the year.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I have not even seen the highlights.
Oh, Dan, you're
I
in
saw
for
the
a
scoreline, and so my in-laws are in town, and so I have to. No, I really like them, but it is a total like drag on the whole soccer thing. Like I fit it in, but I'm feeling guilty the whole time with watching football while my family's sitting over there like trying to talk, and I'm like turning up the volume.
I can just imagine you like yelling at your brother and all. Shut up, try to watch the game.
I get close to. I'm yelling at my kids. You guys, be quiet. Dad's watching the game.
Why don't you just put on headphones and, like, I don't know, go sit in your car? Isn't that
what
you
do? Well, technically, I have an Apple TV and I have the AirPods, so I could actually do Bluetooth to the AirPods and sit there and watch it on the TV.
See, I imagine Johnny sitting there, like, just talking to you the whole time, and you're just like, you'd be, like, looking at him, but you're not looking at him. You're looking past him at the TV, and you're like, and he doesn't notice. He just keeps talking.
I don't know. Anyhow.
Does Johnny listen to the podcast? Hi, Johnny.
He probably doesn't, but he's listening to this one, and now he's mad.
He has an amazing beard. Oh, he should play for the Iceland national team.
Oh, man, that beard. I was talking to him the other day. So it's just like super like.
I saw him this morning.
He looks like a lumberjack, right?
More than a lumberjack. Like a Jewish rabbi or something.
I was talking to him like a few weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to shave it off. And I'm like, okay. He's like, maybe just trim it, make it real. Kind of like points to me, kind of like yours. And I was like, okay. And then, anyhow, so then I see him, and I'm like, hey, I thought you were going to shave it off. Well, I went to a barber, and he cleaned it up, and it looks really nice. So I just let it keep growing. And it's, like, literally down between his nipples at this point.
Oh. Does he, like, walk around your house without a shirt on?
No, I'm just kind of, you know, eyeballing where it is.
Like, how do you know where his nipples
are? Did you see my t-shirt, by the way?
Oh.
This was a gift from Johnny and Susie.
So, I mean, when have you ever had sawdust on you, Dan?
No, I just imagine myself, like, looking really cool with sawdust,
having sawed
something cool together.
I refinished my entire log cabin the inside, and Dan did not pick up a sander one time. I just want everyone to know that.
I don't think I've ever picked up a sander in my life. What are you talking about?
I didn't even use a sander. I used a grinder,
actually. I imagine myself being one of those really cool manly men. But,
I do, too.
But I type on a computer for a living. That's what I do. But this shirt says sawdust is man glitter.
So,
and when they gave it to me, I said, I've always wanted a shirt that says man glitter on it.
Man glitter, huh? I wonder if that URL is available. You should get that.
All right. We got to bring this home. Next week's games. So we actually have an international break. So the following.
So you won't get to, you won't be punished by listening to us last.
Yeah, this is so it's a little longer. You can deal with it because we're not coming to you next week. But Saturday, October 20th, is the next game for Spurs against West Ham at London Stadium, 7 a.m. Pacific. What's your prediction, TJ?
I'm going to go with 2-1 to West Ham, with Yarmolenko getting one and Anderson getting the other.
You actually have things here.
Well, because Yarmolenko has looked pretty good in the recent games. Yarmolenko
and Anderson. I'm going
to actually, I should change it to 2-1 with Chicharito getting one just to punish you. That would be so awesome if he scored. I would love it.
So I have 2-0 to Spurs, but
you're probably right.
I don't know West Ham.
But I can dream.
West Ham looked really good against United, but so has everybody else lately. Next is Arsenal against Leicester. That game is not happening until Monday, the following Monday, October the 22nd.
I hate that. Why do they do that?
They want, you know. So it's noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. I put noon Pacific, 3 Pacific, so apparently it's on twice. TJ, what's your prediction on that one?
I'm going to go 3-1 again. I mean, you can't go wrong with a 3-1. You know we're going to concede, and you know we're going to score goals.
And I have Jamie Vardy putting you guys down 2-1. I don't know. I don't know that he scores the first one, but Vardy is the winner.
Well, if we put Socrates in ahead of Mustafi and Holding is in there, he did well again today. Then yeah, I think we're holding them.
It's funny. We kind of really questioned the whole Socrates signing, and he's turned out to be pretty good for you guys. I never
questioned it. He's an 85 in FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
What could go wrong?
Everything is based on the ratings in FIFA.
Well, I mean, that's probably what Mislintat that does. He just plays a lot of FIFA.
He's like,
hey, have you played with this Almiron kid? He's pretty good. Plays for Atlanta.
What's funny, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, but what's funny is playing FIFA with you, you always come in and you're like, so based on my playing with FIFA, I really, really think Mertesacker could play as a striker. And, like, not that specifically, but it feels like that sometimes.
My prediction was Gareth Bale when he was a left winger. I'm like, you guys should play him up front. You're like, no, he's a winger. He's a winger. No. What happens? He turns into a striker.
No. The point is you, like, always are, like, trying to figure out how to, like, mix up the cake mix a little bit, you know?
Because it's the winger in me, really, because that's what he does.
The winger in you.
Yeah, because Henri was a winger, and he turned him into a striker.
Your uncle or something? Or your great-great-great-great-great-great-great uncle?
You know, if I had a little bit of Wenger's genes, I'd probably be much more successful than I am.
If you had a little bit of his genes, you would also want his puffy jacket.
If only I had his puffy jacket. If only. No, you don't understand. Like, Wenger is like, I don't know. He's like a hero. He is really a hero. I mean, he's like, I don't know.
I prefer my heroes with land.
Racist Southern people. He's like the Robert E. Lee of every Arsenal fan. I mean, he's, you know.
So wait, you're comparing your hero to racist Southern people?
No, he's like the Abraham Lincoln of London. I don't know. He's just a hero of mine, okay?
Okay. I don't have a comeback. I really want one, but I can't think of one. It's just too... It doesn't really need a comeback. It's kind of a comeback in and of itself.
Like I came back at myself?
Something.
Hmm.
I think we're done.
Yeah, probably. Gold star for you, Brandon. You thought you weren't going to get one, but you did.
Every podcast.
Every single one.
All right. Thanks for listening. Hopefully the mic quality is better.
Maybe, or it could be worse because we have a new mic.
We're still playing. We'll get it someday.
But you guys don't listen anyway.
Yeah. Later.